Welcome back, and in this lesson we're making a classic Amen Jungle Rewind moment in Ableton Live 12. This is one of those DJ tool tricks that can totally flip the energy of a track right before the drop. It's that dramatic pullback feel, like the tune is winding itself back for one last tease before it slants forward again. If you're new to this, don't worry, we're keeping it beginner-friendly, but we're still aiming for something that actually works in a jungle or DnB context. By the end, you'll know how to warp an Amen break cleanly, stretch it into the grid, build a rewind-style transition, and arrange it so it feels tight, intentional, and club-ready. First, let's talk about the vibe. A rewind moment is all about contrast. You want full groove first, then a sudden reduction in motion, then a hard return. That contrast is what makes the moment hit. And honestly, timing matters more than having a million effects. Even a simple reversed hit can sound professional if it lands exactly where it should. So let's start with the source material. Load a clean Amen break into an audio track. Ideally, you want a loop that's one or two bars long, with clear transients and not too much processing baked in. In Ableton Live 12, drag the sample in, turn warp on, and set your project tempo somewhere DnB friendly, like 170 or 174 BPM. For warp mode, beats is usually the best starting point for drums. Try preserve transients, and check that the first downbeat is aligned properly. If the break sounds smeared or loose, zoom in and make sure your 1.1.1 marker is sitting where it should. This is a tiny detail, but it makes a huge difference. A good rewind only feels good if the original groove is locked in. Once the break is in time, let's make it feel more like jungle and less like a plain loop. As simple chain with drum bus, EQ8, and saturator. You don't need to overdo it. A little drive in drum bus, high pass around 25 to 35 HE, maybe a small cut in the muddy low mids, and a bit of soft clipping from saturator can give the Amen more attitude without crushing it. Now for the rewind itself. There are a few beginner-friendly ways to do this, and I'll walk you through the easiest and most useful ones. The first method is the simplest. Use a reversed audio clip. Duplicate a short section of the Amen, maybe half a bar or one bar, consolidate it if needed, and then flip it to reverse. Place that reversed bit right before the drop or transition. Add a small fade on the end if needed, and if you want to make it feel smoother, layer in a short reverb tail or a tiny silence gap before the return. This is a great starting point, because it's easy to hear and easy to control. The second method is more like a tape stop rewind using automation. This one feels more like a DJ move. Put auto filter on the drum bus and automate the cutoff down quickly. At the same time, dip the volume slightly with utility, maybe by a few dB or more depending on how dramatic you want it. Then, right at the end, add a short reverse hit or stutter, and bring everything back on the next downbeat. This gives the feeling that the groove is being pulled backward without needing a literal reverse clip the whole time. The third method is the most jungle-style approach. Slice the Amen and manually stutter it. You can do this in simpler drum rack or by slicing to MIDI. Take the last half bar and fragment it a bit. Trigger little pieces like snares, ghost hits, kick bits, or hat ticks. Then repeat a tiny slice quickly for a roll, and finish with a reverse hit or a short pause. This is where things can get really old school and crunchy in a good way. One of the most useful stock devices for this kind of moment is Beat Repeat. It's perfect for that controlled stutter leading into a rewind. Put Beat Repeat on your Amen track or drum bus, then try settings like interval at 1 bar or half a bar, grid at 1/16th or 1/8th, chant somewhere around 20 to 50%, and adjust the offset by ear. If you want the repeats to feel tighter, increase gate a bit. Then automate beat repeat so it only comes in right near the transition. The key here is restraint. Overusing it can make the effect feel random, but used briefly, it sounds like a proper edit. Now, here's a really important step. Drop the bass out before the rewind. This is where the moment gets its power. If the sub keeps playing, the rewind won't feel as dramatic. So automate your bass down for the last half bar or beat before the rewind. You can mute the bass clip, lower utility gain, or automate an EQ shelf down if that's easier. The idea is to clear space so the listener really feels the pullback. When you arrange this, think like a selector or a remix artist. A rewind moment in jungle or DnB usually lasts just one beat, half a bar, or at most one bar. If it goes on too long, the energy disappears. A simple layout could be four bars of full groove, then a bar, where the filter starts closing, then a bar, where the bass drops out and the Amen gets chopped, then a rewind or silence moment, and finally the drop comes back hard. A really effective transition can be built with just a few stock Ableton devices. On the drum bus, You might use IQ8, drum bus, saturator, auto filter, beat repeat, and utility. The logic is straightforward. EQ cleans the mud, drum bus adds impact, saturator adds grit, auto filter creates motion, beat repeat handles the stutter, and utility takes care of the level move. That's a solid DJ tool style chain without getting overly complicated. To sell the rewind even more, add a reverse crash, a vinyl stop, a reversed cymbal, a noise burst, or a short sub swell. Keep these short and controlled. The transition should feel like a moment, not a giant FX wash. If it gets too shiny or too pretty, it can start to feel less like jungle and more like polished pop EDM. A little roughness actually helps here. Let's also talk mix balance, because this kind of effect can get messy fast. Watch out for clip drum transients, overdone reverb tails, too much low end during the rewind, or stutter effects that are louder than the actual drop. Solo the drum boss and the transition area, and make sure the rewind feels dramatic, but not painful. The rewind should help the music breathe and reset, not blow out the mix. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the rewind too long. Don't drown the amen in huge reverb. Don't forget to align the warp markers properly, and don't overuse beat repeat. Most of the time, simpler is better. Two or three strong elements are usually enough. A reverse hit, a filter sweep, and a bass return. That's already a powerful combo. If you want a darker, heavier D&B vibe, lean into saturation and filtering instead of bright, glossy effects. Use drum bus, saturator, maybe a bit of redux, and close the filter down before the rewind. A short sub drop underneath can add serious physical impact. You can also add ghost snares, tiny hat rolls, or chopped amen fragments before the rewind to make it feel more alive and more authentic. Here's a great beginner practice exercise. Build a 4-bar rewind transition from a drum and bass loop. In bar 1, let the amen groove play normally. In bar 2, start ducking the bass. In bar 3, bring in the stutter, repeat, or reverse effect. In bar 4, leave a short silence or effects tail, then hit the full drop again. Use only stock Ableton devices like EQ8, auto filter, beat repeat, utility, drum bus, and saturator. If you want, add a reversed amen hit, a vinyl stop, or a sub drop on the return. The big takeaway is this. A rewind is not just a sound effect. It's an energy control tool. In jungle and D&B, that moment of pulling the groove back can make the next drop feel huge. So keep it short, keep it tight, and make the timing count. Try this in session view first if you want to experiment quickly, then move the best idea into arrangement view. And if you really want to level up, make a second copy of your amen break. One version for the main groove, and one version for the rewind section. That way you can process the transition copy more aggressively without messing up the original. Alright, that's the rewind moment. Clean warp, tight timing, bass drop out, controlled stutter, and then a hard return. Simple idea, big impact. In the next step, take this idea and make it your own. Try a minimal version, a classic jungle version, and a darker DJ tool version. Then listen back and ask yourself which one feels the most natural, and which one hits the hardest. You've got the tools now. Let's make that amen pull back, wind up, and slam back in.